Here's today's top stories. The Iowa caucuses are over. What a night! Wow, what a great experience. I, for one, am looking forward to the general elections. I mean, this is going to be an awesome November. What? Wait. Oh, it's not over? It's every single week? Oh, God. Oh, God, why? What did we do to deserve this? Well, it's the day after the big election in Iowa, but doesn't it feel like Governor Rauner, Forrest Claypool, and Karen Lewis are jockeying to get our attention back to Illinois? Governor Rauner said the groundwork is being laid for a CPS takeover, and CPS CEO Forrest Claypool said they're going to cut $100 million more from the budget since the teachers' union rejected the contract offer. Karen Lewis said that the CTU wouldn't be bullied. Then Forrest Claypool responded by putting her in a headlock while Governor Rauner taunted her with adult-themed parody nursery rhymes. I mean, that's kind of what it feels like, right? This whole thing, it's not going to end well. The rally is set for Thursday. And now it's time for the Download's Tiny Perks Watch. That's right, pretzels and other free snacks are coming back to the major air carriers. They heard you. I mean, you get hungry having to pay for the bags and the seats and the in-flight entertainment, the food, the transportation to and from, the taxes, the actual ticket. Hey, you deserve these 8 tiny pretzels. Thanks for flying the friendly skies. In tech news, in an effort to take on clickbaiting, Facebook is once again changing their newsfeed algorithm, essentially a formula that decides what's in your newsfeed. They must have decided that I need to see Ted Cruz awkwardly hugging his daughter all the time, or that my one friend from high school is feeling sad. Also, a ton of stuff about my abs. I gotta have better abs. What are you trying to tell me, Facebook? Chicago restaurants are warning of some credit card fraud. So if you ate at Bubba Gump Shrimp or Rainforest Cafe, well, not only did you pay a ton of money so your kid could eat microwave shrimp, but you also may be a victim of fraud, which, come on, it's redundant. It's already fraud. It's Groundhog Day, and according to internet memes, Bill Murray saw his shadow. In weather, it thunderstormed today. Wow, that's new. In sports, the Blackhawks get back at it tonight, kicking off the second half of the season against the Avalanche in Denver. They'll be without Jonathan Toews, who was suspended for skipping the All-Star game. But no worries, Toews can just hang back at the hotel and eat omelets and pot brownies to his heart's content. That's what they have in Denver. The Bulls lost in overtime to the Utah Jazz. Who loses to the Jazz? Come on. That's just terrible. They got the one guy on that team that was on Butler or something, right? The one lanky white guy who single-handedly beat the Bulls last night in overtime. Just not good. Not good overall. Something's wrong. I think it might be Hoiberg's look. Wear a tie, man. Also, the trade deadline's coming up. So if the Bulls were looking to unload some contracts and maybe get a nice shot in the arm, this could be the week. All right, how about this one? I was thinking about this. How about Snell, Taj, and Noah, and Mirotic, and Powell, and McDermott, and Butler, and Derrick Rose for, I don't know, DeMarcus Cousins. Or like 10 draft picks. Or, I don't know, move the whole thing to St. Louis. They need sports there, right? The Sox are looking at adding outfield depth, and the LA Dodgers' Andre Ethier is an option, but only if Ethier keeps that beard, because then he and Adam Eaton, they could be twinsies, right? Hey, I'm Adam, and I'm Andre. We're the Beard Brothers. We both hit 260. And finally, tonight is the premiere of The People vs. O.J. Simpson, an American crime story. And I don't know about you, but I've always wanted to see how this story ends. Well, that's the carryout for February 2nd, 2016. Hey, we got a 2-for-1 on a groundhog sandwich. Yeah, it tastes like hairy chicken.